hell, it's foggy outside.
Isn't it?
Oh, Lord, man. I couldn't find my car this morning.
Dangerous on the motorway this morning.
I said I don't do the motorway anymore. Yeah. I told you should move nearer.
Yeah.
It makes things so much easier. I went out last night. I didn't have a great night.
Why?
I'll tell you. Do you know? Oh, I'll tell you now. It's one of those feelings that it doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's gutting. I went to one of my favourite restaurants last night, and it's gone downhill.
Has it?
Yeah. To the point where it's all over.
Have I been to this special place?
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
Is it near where you live?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the really nice. Do we know the one I really like? And it's the one that's handy. It's opposite the pub.
Yeah.
It's downhill, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's bad news, man.
I know. I'd finally found somewhere that didn't deliver.
Yeah.
You know, and wasn't just a pizza place or a Chinese.
Yeah.
You know, it did chips.
Yeah.
And I've had to say goodbye.
Horrible when that happens.
It's awful. It's like losing a good friend.
It is. It's like falling out with one of your best mates.
Oh, man. I'll tell you how bad it was. To the point where, you know how, I'm the same as everyone else. You sit there and you're eating your food and you go, this is crap, isn't it? It's crap with these chips. Look at that. That's burning. Oh, that's crap. Everything okay, sir? It's lovely. Lovely. Thank you. Mm. Lovely. I actually went, no, it's not. I'm really disappointed. And I've got to say, right, I ordered this chicken dish and I've moaned about it. And the guy, do you know what his excuse was? The guy goes, yes, why not? I'm very sorry, but it's off the menu as of next year. Oh, and I ordered it this year. Yes, but it's off the menu next year. I said, well, I've got it now, haven't I? Chris Moyle Show. So I'm in mourning for my favourite restaurant tonight. National Radio 1. This morning. Let me know what day it is.
Well, you would have been in mourning last night.
Exactly.
This morning. You'd probably still be sad tonight as well.
I'm still mourning this morning. Anyway, thank you to Jerusalem and Reggie. Back next Friday morning, 6:57. Good morning. It's only just gone 7 o'clock to the second. I've already upset Fern. You know.
She's drawn the big radio blinds.
You always know it's bad news when those curtains come down.
No, but, hey, good morning. Fern has red hair, right? Red hair. See, now, I love Fern. You know I love Fern. It's been well documented, my love of Fern, you know?
Yeah.
And she's got red hair. You know, and I like her with blonde hair. You know, you don't see Reggie coming in one morning with green hair going, morning, as if nothing's happened. You know, if he did that, you'd go, Reggie, what have you done to your hair? You know, but
would you like him less?
If Reggie had green hair?
Yeah.
I've got to be honest, yes, I would. Because he would look ridiculous.
Are you inferring that Fern looks ridiculous with her red hair?
No, not at all. She doesn't. I think the blonde hair suits her more. I just said to her as well, I wouldn't be a true friend to her. And we're not exactly friends, we don't even know where each other lives, so, you know, anything like that. I mean, it's more of a kind of, I think she tolerates me for a work thing.
Mm.
But it's, I wouldn't be a true work colleague if I didn't say anything. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's got red hair.
You can't get a break, can you? No, chicken's rubbish. She's got red hair.
Dominic, she looks like one of the Slater sisters. Do you know, it just, it changes her whole look.
No, that's not quite right.
It does!
She's still beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I still have a go. But but it's, Dom, it's just...
You know, and that is one of the nicest compliments you can pay to a woman.
I know, and that's the thing, and that's why I know that she won't really fall out with me, because she'll be thinking to herself, right, in her head now... Yeah. Oh, I leave it out. I'll be up with some pears and all that. I can't believe old fat boy Moles is having a go at me red hair. Still, at least he'd have a dabble. So I suppose it's not all bad. That's what she's going through her.
Clearly she wants you.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Reggie's thinking...
I'm going to dye my hair green.
No. Meanwhile, Reggie's thinking... Which button I'm pressing now? So he's going to... Anyway,
quality.
I would form a rock band for her. That's how much I love Fern. I would form a mediocre rock band if it meant our love would be stronger. No, I would.
That's something for the new year, isn't it?
Yeah. I would become the lead singer of Phlegm Bucket if it meant that our love, you know, could be as one.
Yeah.
You know. I would tour the world and make millions.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have a personal hairstylist. On 24 hours a day, just pick the phone up. Hello, you know, Tyrone, can you come and, you know...
You sure about that name? You wouldn't change the name?
What? I wouldn't change the... No, if they're good at their job, why would I feel the need to change their name? God, you'd be an awful boss, you. Someone comes in for a job, I like you and everything, just don't like that name.
I meant Phlegm.
I don't, however, like Bob. Oh, see, I thought you meant Tyrone there.
No, not Tyrone.
How you doing? With Phlegm Bucket. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's producing the show this morning?
Morning.
Oh, God's sake. Right, let's have a look what we got this morning. Liza Minnelli coming up, Gloria Gaynor, plus our special feature songs from the shows.
Alex in charge.
Wow, what a great show it's going to be. And we'll play a bit of Razor Light or something next after some news. It's 3 minutes past seven.
It's now 7 minutes past seven.
So you believe you've been flying through space for 5 days. You find out it's all a big joke, and worst of all, Johnny Vaughan stood there in a parka. Did you see it last night?
Yeah, I did.
And?
I liked it.
Okay.
I'm really getting into it.
I am. It's very slow. I need it to speed up a little bit. I want to see more, but I'm with it. I'm a fan already. I bought it even before the first show. I was a fan.
Mm.
I was sold. It's very exciting.
It is great.
Very, very exciting. I just hope it's all going to work. I really do.
Did you... I just didn't believe that... I know, obviously, because we know it's a hoax and stuff, but you know, what's his name? James...
Yeah.
Whatever, who's giving them the big lecture in the, you know... Hello.
Ridiculous moustache.
Yeah, ridiculous moustache. Looks something out of a Carry On
film. And I can't work out whether he's very good or he's an actually appalling actor.
Yeah, I don't know either. He doesn't look as though he's acting, and perhaps that's a good thing, I don't know.
The thing about it is, I'm sitting there watching it last night with my mum and dad are down. So I watch it again with my dad and my girlfriend, and I'm saying, don't forget, though, it's... Have you ever had a friend who's had a surprise party that you've known about but they haven't?
Mm.
So you're very aware of what you say around them. And you think it's really obvious.
Mm.
So let's say you're seeing them tonight at 8 o'clock and they go, what are you doing tonight? And you go, me? I'm just going to the cinema, restaurant, stay watching television. Nothing. What are you doing? Oh, no, I don't know. It's my birthday, so I won't go out for a few drinks. All right, I can't make it, you know. And you think you're really obvious because the other person doesn't know. It's because you're aware of it. And I think that's the main thing you've got to keep remembering. We know. Mm. So you go, like I'm watching last night going, it's all a bit too new, isn't it? You know, this Russian space station, it's all a bit too clean, a bit too new. How would I know what a Russian space station looks like or whatever it is? I wouldn't know. I don't know whether they're clean or dirty. But last night, I'm going, yeah, they should have dirtied up them signs a little bit. It looks a bit too new. How would I know? I don't even know what an army base looks like, let alone a Russian space base. But I think it's going to get exciting.
Did you get my text last night?
Yes, I did, and I think you're right.
There are three actors in it, aren't there? Two guys and a girl. And the girl with red hair, another red-haired woman.
Don't believe that now.
I just worry that she's going to give it away a bit because she keeps doing really weird little looks to hidden cameras and stuff. And if somebody clocks her doing that, they're going to think she's A, mental, or B, undercover.
Mm.
Or mental.
I think it'll be the fat guy, he's a bit rubbish as well.
The
fat actor. Yeah. I think the other guy, he'll go up.
Yeah.
He'll be the one.
Because he's just quiet and keeps himself to himself, doesn't he?
Yeah. Although he's you know, trying to be funny all the time.
Yeah.
And he's hoping this will be the start of big things for him. You know, if anybody needs an actor for a reality TV show, he's your man.
Charlie.
There is, of course, though, a train of thought, which I have to mention. I have to say what it is. And all I'm going to say, I'm just going to put it out there. And you do with that information what you will. That's all. And Dave was saying this yesterday.
What?
Which is the train of thought that...
Oh, this one, this is good, this.
It's all a hoax.
Well, the hoax is a hoax.
Yeah. It's all a hoax.
What, and they will go up
because,
into space?
Because no. No, yeah, idiot.
That'd be better.
They're up there in space with Johnny on a big lead moonwalking going, ha-ha, got you!
They've got a camp in space that they've made to look like Ipswich. No, the other theory, which JK said yesterday, yeah, is that all of the people are actors, and actually that the joke is on us. Do you understand? Mm.
Yeah, no, I do.
You look a bit like Joel when he said that to him, isn't
it? No, I do understand. I don't believe it, though.
So you know the three ringers who are actors?
Yeah.
All right, and the other people are real contestants?
Yeah.
No, they're all actors. Everything is an act. It's all scripted. All the things that just happened, the whole thing, it's all planned.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because the reaction, I just don't think so. They'd be fantastic actors if that was true.
Now, I was thinking...
Their reactions were spot on, I'd say.
Watching it last night, thinking, we could really push this rumour now. Really, really get this rumour going. But I thought, I can't, because I don't believe it. Because what would be the point?
Mm.
They turn around after a 10-night television and go, actually, it's all a joke, and I'm still rubbish on the radio. Ta-da! We fooled you. You'd go, what? Bye-bye! And then the show finishes.
Mm.
What would be the point? It wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's more exciting to have real people looking dumb.
Yeah.
One of them is a secondary school PE teacher. I know it's only PE, but they're a teacher. They work in a school with kids.
They're clever, they should know.
Yeah, she believes she's going to fly to space for 5 days. After, 10 days of training. 10 days of training. Yes, you could. Yes, we're very happy now that you are legally capable of being an astronaut. Good luck, bye-bye. Don't forget your sandwiches. Anyway, there you go. That's that show completely discussed and sorted out. Now let's get on with our show. Good morning.
First was Tony Blackburn. Noel Edmonds, he was next.
Red hair.
If BLT could see us now, his face would look perplexed. We upset other DJs, cause Miles can't behave. We bet that Noel Edmonds is turning in his radio grave.
Great record there. Sugar Babes on Radio 1 and Ugly. U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you're ugly. That's one of Alan's favourites. Daphne and Celeste.
Do you remember? And then they got pelted at Reading by bottles of wee.
It was quite harsh.
One of my favourite rock and roll stories ever.
I wonder, where are they now, Daphne and Celeste? God love them.
Mm.
Wasn't one of them American?
Yeah. They're both American,
yeah, they were
weren't
both
they?
Both American.
Were they?
Yeah.
I think so.
You're ugly. Somebody somewhere is responsible for signing those two to a record
label. And we probably know them.
But they'll never admit it. Because, for fear of being deported. Anyway, it's 7:21. As of Monday next week, we will no longer do Sting Ring. As it's leading up to Christmas, we will do Bing Ring.
God, this is the last one, isn't it?
This is the last Sting Ring ever.
I actually much prefer Bing Ring. I don't know why. I've heard...
We haven't done it yet.
Well, you played it on the air, you see, the other day, didn't you? And I was in bed listening. Yeah, and it's so much nicer to hear that.
That was me mucking it up, though.
I much prefer
Hello?
That.
I just can't believe that after today, never again will I sit here at 7:21 and expect a Sting Ring.
Well, it'll be Bing Ring, so... Right, so let's do the last one, potentially, ever. I hope it's a good one.
Hello?
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love? Among the fields of valley.
Good morning.
We'll forget the sun.
Sky as we lie in front. Can I have another one, please? Morning, Christopher. You've made my day. Thanks very much.
There you go. End of an era.
And that was it. That was Janet Stanfield from Nottinghamshire.
She clearly wasn't asleep, was she?
Mm-hmm. Up and running by the sound of it. A lot of people start early, though. And many people who aren't even awake yet, for other people, they're already at work.
I'm someone who likes to sound awake if someone phones me and they wake me up.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't like sounding sleepy.
Okay, so I ring you now. Ring, 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 click.
I go, cough, sit up.
Hey, you've only just said hello.
And then I go, hello, like that. Right. To try and make myself sound as awake as possible.
Okay, and let's now hear you tired. Ring, 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 click.
Hello.
Right, so yeah.
See?
Yeah. Random. Anyway.
It's all over.
Do we still need people to send us in big ring names?
Yes, please.
Is the tech set up?
It is set up.
Wow.
I've even tested it.
More than it was yesterday. If you'd like to receive a Bing ring between now and Christmas, then send us a text starting with the word Bing, as in Chandler.
B-I- no, no.
What?
No, because I think that's spelt differently.
No, I think it's B-I-N-G.
Is it B-I-N-G? Because you can spell it B-Y-N-G.
No,
we want B-I-N-G.
Jim Chandler Bing.
Hmm.
Tell us about Friends, Dave. We know about Friends, especially Alan. Start a message with the word Bing, put your name away from, send it to 81199. That's 81199. And it could be you, Monday morning, waking up to this.
I'm dreaming.
Oh, yes.
Of a white Christmas.
Morning, Chris.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening in the lane? Snow is glistening.
Can I have another one, please?
Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul.
Oh, and one more.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
It's Monday morning then, Bing Ring starts. What do you think of that there, Dominic?
There's a hole in my pocket. That's all I can say.
Dear Liza, dear Liza. Yeah.
Why is he working for a cash machine?
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
I'm not feeling that one particularly.
Times are hard, Dave. You got to take what you can get.
I like it as a record, but I just don't know why he's working for a cash machine.
Oh, of course, even though we're about to slag it now, but I want to everyone to know I like it too.
I like it.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah, hard fight. Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm not feeling
it's
that.
Like the Lost Prophets, but you know, but from a different part of the world.
They're from Staines.
So
are they? I didn't know that.
There's a hole in my bucket, dear Liza.
Ba ba black sheep, have you any wool? That's what I'm planning on doing, releasing that.
Dumpty sat on a wall.
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty, I'm a big fool.
Fool.
Humpty Dumpty, he's still falling since Shelby all the people came up. Mend him low.
There's a hole in
the King's Horse and good. The King's Men.
Yeah, I know.
They're a good band, though, but I just don't like that song.
Or the King's Mill.
Yeah.
Mm.
Put them in a sandwich.
But that wouldn't work. How could bread fix egg?
Because it makes a good sandwich.
Thanks. What are we on about? What? What?
Sorry, football.
What?
You went to launch football, he said.
Did I?
You look like Manuel when you do that.
Sorry.
What did I say? When did I say that?
Get your spoon.
I asked when you
wanted to do it. I'm from Barcelona.
I'm sorry. Just one moment. My 15 years of professional radio experience is apparently it's rubbish. What was that, Alan?
I just asked you when do you want football. I thought you said I'll do it into news.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
Clearly
I said what?
Yes, both of you, Dave and Chris.
We both, at the same time, word for word, we said the same thing.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Hole in my pocket.
Dave, did you hear this?
Hang on. I understand it.
What happened?
I'm happy for you to do whatever you want. I thought I was reminding you because I asked you when do you want to do football, and I thought
this is all going out on the air now, by the way.
I know.
Mr. Producer.
I'd prefer not to.
What's going on?
Let's leave it.
No, what's happening?
We're going to.
How are you going to get out of this mess?
I don't know.
My God. What are you going to do?
I might call Rachel.
You're producing. You can't. It's all down on you. The whole onus is on you.
Then in which case...
I might say the word lesbian for no reason whatsoever. What are you going to do?
Refer to my notes.
Page 4.
What's going on?
I'd prefer we said, let's launch football.
Right.
You'd call 08700.
You'd prefer... Okay.
You just asked me what to do. So I'd suggest...
I said, what are you going to do?
Oh, what am I going to do?
What is it when I speak? People rearrange my words. It's driving me insane this week. Everybody's doing it. I said, what's going on? You want me to tell you what to do? Yes, certainly. What? No! I didn't say that! What's going on? What are we doing?
News.
Make your mind up! I want to give away tickets!
I'd love you to give away tickets.
You just said news!
Can I take over?
No, not at all.
Hey, why?
No.
I know what's going
on. You're right. I'd rather have Stevie Wonder steering this ship than you taking
over. I've got my hand on the rudder.
That's what my worry is. You should concentrate on work.
Right. Trying to help.
We have football tickets giveaway after the news. I hope you're going to be last all the way through to 10, Alan.
I don't think so.
He's shaking in the first half hour. Look at that.
I know.
Plus our brand new competition, Win Alan's Salary. All that coming up in just a few seconds. 7:32.
7:36 now.
Shane and Gosport sent us an email saying, actually, technically, Dave's hand wouldn't be on the rudder. It would be on the tiller that is connected to the rudder.
Anne actually should have known that, because we learned that on the barge.
Quiet. You know note. Pipe down and learn your nautical phrases.
Aye, aye, Captain.
The tiller is the handle.
Yeah, and the rudder's in the water, right, yeah. I think.
You could have your hand on the rudder if you were, like, Stretch Armstrong or the fella from the Fantastic Four with the bendy arms.
Yeah.
Or Mrs. Incredible.
Yeah.
She stretches.
She can stretch.
Or if you're in the water behind the boat,
have your hand on the rudder. Be a bit too close to the propeller, though.
Would it need a propeller if it had a rudder? Yeah, it would, because a rudder steers, isn't it?
Propeller powered.
Anyway!
That's boats covered.
Yeah. In the next half of the show, trees and how they breathe. Right, it's Blackburn Rovers West Ham then on Saturday. If you're a Blackburn Rovers fan and you would like to go, give us a ring, 08700 100 100. Blackburn versus West Ham on Saturday, 3 o'clock, part of the Barclays Premiership. So last season, Dave. Carrie and Dominic. So last season.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not careful, you'll be joining us.
Well, you know, if we have to, we have to. Yes, please, Jesus. Please, please. 08700 100 100, call now, thank you. Answer this question, would you like tickets? If you think you know the answer, give us a ring. 08700 100 100.
You're warm under the duvet, you're listening in the shower. You're running late again, you must be there in half an hour. You might be going to work, it may be school or college. So drink your tea and eat your toast and don't forget the porridge.
Right, Foo Fighters coming up next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
You have to get past the voice.
National Radio.
Alison Goldfrapp and Ooh La 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 La. Right, shall we ring somebody back?
Yep.
I'm going to choose today.
Do that, then.
Can I just say how camp you looked then? You made David Walliams look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. What was that little look? Ooh, you just gave me... Ooh.
Ooh.
You do that, then.
You do that, then.
All right, it's Blackburn tickets up for grabs for the game this weekend against West Ham United.
Give you my tickets for the Rovers match.
I didn't ask you to say that, but thank you anyway. Who's this?
It's Ashley from Accrington.
How are you, Ashley?
Hey, you all right?
Very good, my friend. You are going to the game!
Yay! Get in!
Yep, in the Barclays Premiership, which is
fantastic.
Like the Championship, but just different, yeah. What was the last game you went to?
I went to see Blackburn versus Everton last week.
Oh, I can't remember what the score was. Did you win?
No, we got beat, but Comedy Dave, you were very, very lucky, man.
A disappointing result for you, by all accounts, Ashley.
Who are you going to bring to the game, Ash?
I'm going to bring my friend Simon Cotton.
Simon Cotton?
Yes.
Not related to Fern Cotton?
His name's Silky. Legend.
Right, okay. Well, have a nice time at the game, you two boys.
Cheers, Chris.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Legend. Ashley.
Brilliant.
Want my friends to sit next to them, too, at the football?
Radio 1 relives 2005.
What's this? Cornish pasta. I don't want Cornish pasta. I told you I don't want the curry slice.
There's Ashley next to Silky.
Ashley and Silky. Come on, Batburn.
Can we have a hug if we score? Do you remember that song?
No, I don't tell that story.
What?
Hey?
Who was that?
Do you not remember?
No.
Paul used to work here, went to the match with Reese.
Yes. Can we have a hug if they score? And Reese's words were, well, the radio version was, no, you cannot, I'm afraid.
Moving on.
Better than Allard. Allard at the Euros last year, England score, he didn't see it, he was texting his mate. In fact, I think he was MSMing his mate.
I was actually off my phone.
He was there sat in one of the most impressive stadia in the world, texting.
That is the most hate I've ever had off text.
Quite right.
The next day from our audience.
Quite right, I think.
Tickets were like rocking horse poo.
People would have given their right or left arm to be there.
We're in the white, aren't we?
Oh, Lord.
Or red or whatever it was.
Right, so it's Radio 1 Relives 2005 day for this week.
Mm-hmm.
Today, every show is going to play their magic moments. So, coming up, we've got Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee.
Mm-hmm. Claudia and David Copperfield.
I don't, she's just Claudia Schiffer, isn't she? I don't know if she's ever Claudia Copperfield.
Is she not?
I don't think so. She kind of uses her the more widely known.
I was just thinking of other boy girl magic double acts. 7:49.
Yeah. This afternoon, Scott Mills will have the top 20 chart of the year of all your favourite moments that you can vote for at Radio 1 online. Now, it's not too late, by the way. If everybody goes on and logs on and votes for the next package, if everybody listening did it, it'd be number one. And Scott would have to play again. With Laura's Diaries being second. So, log on to the website. We're going to play this package. This is when... Do you remember, Dave, when Allard was out giving away Roy Walker shirts?
I do
He's
remember.
In Leicester Square, and yeah. He stood right outside Capital Radio, where Johnny Yourn was on the air, and we thought it'd be a good idea to send him inside.
I do give
Johnny a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Dave?
I do. I remember it, Chris, as if it were only yesterday.
I'm currently in Leicester Square at the moment.
Leicester Square, by the way, is where Johnny Vaughan's radio studio is. Have you dropped off his shirt?
No, I haven't dropped off his shirt.
He texted in.
Do you want me to give him a shirt?
Yeah, are you near their building?
I'm in the middle, yeah. It won't take me long.
It's in the corner.
By the way, this is... Okay, right, this is the one. Local radio station, yeah.
That's right. The sign outside. Mm.
Local radio station.
Local radio station here. Hello. Hi. I'd like to get... is this a Johnny Yourn?
Yeah.
I'd give this to Johnny Yourn if possible.
Johnny Vaughan.
Johnny Vaughan. Upstairs reception. Hang on, then.
We've infiltrated local radio!
Yeah? Okay, hang on.
I wonder how many people are listening to us in the building at that radio station.
Okay, here we go. Where is reception? Oh, here we go.
This is great.
What do I do? Just
say I've got a T-shirt for Johnny Yourn. He's expecting it. Just say that he said, can you rush it up to the studio as soon as he gets here? He's been talking about it on the air. They won't know. They won't listen.
Hiya. This is for Johnny Vaughan. He's asked for it to go up to the show. Is that okay? Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Right, Allard.
Yes?
I wanted to shout, Johnny Vaughan is rubbish and Moyle's rules, and then run out.
Hang on, there's a security guard between me and the door. Let me get past
him. Good, do it. Do it.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Do it.
Okay, walking out to... What do you say?
I wanted to say, Johnny Vaughan is rubbish and Moyle's rules.
With the loud hailer?
Yeah, with the loud hailer, go on.
Johnny Vaughan is rubbish, Chris Moyle's rules.
Okay, bye bye.
Leg it. Leg it.
The security guy has not got much of a sense of humour. Okay, right, I'm back in Leicester Square.
Good work, Al. That really was funny.
Oh, wasn't it?
Do you know, my favourite part of that is the fella on reception who corrects you. When you say, I'm here to give this to Johnny Yawn, he goes, no, it's Vaughan, not Vaughan.
Radio 1 relives 2005.
So go to the website, click on the two ugly faces that are covered in mud, right? And then go to Top 20 Vote, and it says vote and win here. Every time you vote, you go into the hat, apparently, to win a brand new sexy digital radio. You vote for best live music, Radio 1 on the road, one of our best events or broadcasts, Act of the Year, Magic Moment of the Year, Guest of the Year. Log on now, vote now, and you can hear your favourite clip played tonight with Mr. Scott. It's not going to be Scott, though, is it?
He's back today. We're scheduled to be back today.
He was scheduled to be back yesterday.
No, truth, yeah.
Seriously. I don't care how ill he is. I can't bear another afternoon of chapping, for God's sake. What makes me whole. A load of rubbish. It's doing it. What a non-song. You know, thing.
Who's that?
Who cares? Aaron Smith.
Didn't strike me as rubbish, but everyone to
do. Do you think that was good?
I don't know, actually, I wasn't really listening, I was just kind of putting around.
What's it called?
Do you know what, I do know that, Dancing.
What, how does it go? I take it back, I stand corrected.
My level, maybe.
Just, you know, there's just lots of, but for me, and you know, I'm not, you know, I don't know, you're not meant to slag off the music and all that, because I know people like it, you know, not everybody likes everything, you know, so let's be honest, I just, what's that? 2.5 minutes of what?
In the interest of balance, it's probably a grower.
Really?
Mm.
Oh. Okay. You can win a brand new DAB digital radio.
It's the future.
Tonight is the they're doing the split broadcast.
Yes, I know.
After the chart of the year with Scott Mills at 6 o'clock, Tongi will be on FM only, and if you're listening on digital. It will be more highlights of the year, or the number one.
More reliving.
Something like that. Now, here's a question, which Alad will answer. What if you're listening on Sky or cable?
That's FM.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah.
Didn't know that.
Online, still the same?
FM, yeah.
So literally just on a digital radio,
yeah,
will you hear the special show.
It's kind of cool, that.
Yeah, I know, I'm with you, but doesn't it kind of rub it into those people who didn't win one? Hi, thanks for voting. Sorry you didn't win. And just to make it worse, we're going to put a special show, in fact, the one you voted for, on digital radio, which you can't listen to because, again, as we said, you didn't win.
Mm. Or if they win today, are we going to get it to them in time for tonight?
No, of course not. We won't get it in time for them for February, let's be honest. Hey. Yeah! Destiny's Child and Soldier, so a couple of text messages coming in. Many people disagreeing with you, Alex. Disagreeing with you.
Mm. What song?
No, about Sky and Reeve.
Oh, right.
Someone's saying, well, hang on a second, if you listen on Sky, then how come you can get one extra, but you're saying that on Sky it's FM, but one extra is digital only?
Sorry, yeah, that's a bit techie, that. The feed that goes to Sky comes off the same place that then goes on to FM.
Right.
Is how I understand
it. I think you're wrong, you know.
Oh, really?
I don't know, but
this is how I understood it. I might be wrong.
I think it's digital because you can get, like, you get five live,
although,
but you get five live in digital quality, not in the other one.
Another point on
medium
that
wave.
Is that, you know, when you listen through the Sky thing, you know, like we're saying the other way, it doesn't go through the compressor, it's straight off the...
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
The compressors, that are at the
mast. This is so geeky.
This is very geeky.
This is so geeky.
Compressors.
And okay, now, before you make these statements, make sure you get your facts right. Are you talking about your compressing unit, or are you talking about your Optimod?
Optimod.
Right.
Because we've discussed this, because I said, why is it different on... Should we do this in Ramble later on?
This is peak time Optimod.
This is peak time, I know. Scary. Good morning, 8 million people.
It's interesting.
Hmm.
And also, you know, we've never done a split before like this, so I don't know how it's going to work. You know?
There's been headaches.
I bet there has. Mm. Whose stomach is going?
That's my throat, I think. I'm having a gurgle, sorry. It's all the Optimod chat, it's just exciting.
Hello. let's talk about mic compression. Anyway, the point of all them the technical words is to make it sound good.
Mm.
That's what I mean.
That's all that matters, really. If it sounds all right,
yeah,
that's fine, isn't it?
Now, just to throw, make things even more confusing, if you're listening in Chicago or Vancouver on Sirius or Dish, you won't know what the hell we're on about because they don't have digital radio there.
Do they not?
No. But they have satellite radio, which we don't have.
Okay. Mm.
So it's just very, very confusing. Yeah, we're on the, well, also, we're on the air in Canada now, which we haven't really made a big song and dance about. It's Canada. But you know what I mean?
They say boot, don't they, as opposed to boat.
Do they?
Yeah.
Right.
I got a 20-foot boot.
Well, there we go. See, now we don't have to say anything more about the Canadians because we've made them feel very welcome and at home. Right, more of Radio 1 Relive in 2005 and two of our magic moments coming up in the next hour of the show.
Did we not get the Perry Como track?
No. I don't know.
I think they would have made it.
Magic moments. I'm sorry, I just... And they'd come up with something better, like our best bits of the show. Something like that, you know, a title like that flows for me. I just, you know. Anyway. The brilliant Kanye West record plays in a second. It's 4 minutes past eight.
7 minutes past eight now.
Okay, so James has sent us an email saying, why don't you just test it to find out, if people are listening on Sky or Cable or Freeview, test it to see whether it's FM or digital.
How do we do that, though?
By shouting or whispering.
What?
Well, if you're if you're listening on FM, okay, here's a little rare treat to entertain everybody on Friday morning. Well, there's a special piece of equipment invented that will make everything pretty much the same level, right? Now, television doesn't use it, but radio generally does.
Hmm.
So you know how you're watching TV sometimes, and it'll go, they'll be going through the jungle or something, it'll be, boom! And you go, oh, you have to turn the sound up and down when you watch a movie.
Mm.
Whereas radio, you pretty much switch it on and it's there. Everything's the same level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're listening on the FM radio, that's what happens. If you're listening on digital, it's cleaner. It's, well, they, stupid engineers, they insist on it being clean sound, right? But it means that if something is getting a lot quieter like that, even though my voice is going quieter, it's still pretty much hitting the same level as if I talk like this. Whereas if you're listening on the Sky thing, if I whisper, they won't be able to hear us. Yes, Alan?
That won't work.
Why?
Because they are on the mast. So that won't tell you what feed it is. That just says you're hearing off a mast. So it will sound clear because that's not what the feed is about.
Yeah, but it won't... Yeah, but if I whisper...
Then people hearing it will hear you whispering because it hasn't gone through the mast, which is where those processors are.
Do you know what they're talking about, Dave?
Well, I don't really know what I'm talking about.
No, not really. I never did physics.
No, I don't know.
So if I say like this, if I go, if you're listening on Sky, then you are a girl. If I do that, you're saying they won't hear it?
No.
Or it doesn't make any difference?
It doesn't make a difference. They won't hear it, but that's not because anything that that guy just said.
I said it's so confusing.
Oh,
isn't
I didn't catch it first time.
Well, what are you listening on?
I'm listening to the OptiMod compressor.
He's listening to Radio 5.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted in. Somebody just texted in and said to Alan, yes, but what about the flux capacitor?
Yeah. Which is
point. It's like a backstage tour of radio engineering.
My brain hurts now.
On Monday's show, we'll give you a tour of the music playlist room upstairs.
Our holidays are over, so we're back across the nation. We broadcast to the whole UK on Britain's favourite station. And now we're also on the air across the USA. So put down your hot dogs and your guns and shout hip hip hooray.
We're gonna play Kanye West next.
Okay. Yeah.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Dom has an egg for a head.
Now live across America, National Radio 1.
Wake up, Mr. West!
Mr. West! Mr. West!
Yeah, an egg for a head. Right, Dom?
Yeah, all right.
Brilliant, yeah.
Cool.
Do you like this record?
Do you have an egg for a head?
Yes.
Block Party in 2 more years at Radio 1, 8:18 in the morning. That's right, Dave. We're reliving 2005's magic moments.
Magic moments.
Radio 1 relives 2005.
Somebody texted my phone saying, oh, if you go upstairs to my desk, there's a copy of the CD, which has Magic Moments on it.
But
I don't know who texted me. Who was it?
Laura.
All right, okay.
I think it's better with a bit of Perry Como.
I think so.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You'd like to hear it again?
Yeah.
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to hear it again. So all day today on Radio 1, especially on this show, where are we living?
Where are our
magic moments? You ruined that. You ruined that then, Dave. I'm fluffing it.
Radio 1 relives 2005.
So it's a Friday.
Yep.
It's the last Friday before we go on holiday. And just not today. I'm reliving a memory, right? And so we're a bit kind of like gung-ho crazy.
The last day of school, wasn't it? We all decided to bring in a game or make up a game.
Everyone had to bring a game to the show, and which normally means making it up. I brought Guess Who.
Yeah.
But didn't realise it was like the portable version, and you had to stick every single face into the thing. Doing it for half an hour.
Everyone else had a game, an original piece of work. Dominic did his studio sumo wrestling.
Yeah.
I did Soapy Stars.
You did Soapy Stars. Carrie did a sort of
bizarre
Buckaroo type thing.
Yeah, which is very random. She obviously didn't think of anything, just made it up. And you had a game as well, didn't you?
Now, our guest that day was Mr. Patrick Keelty, which was coincidental, actually, because he wasn't intended to be part of the game's process. But with Patrick there, I decided to make up a game that would incorporate him.
Right.
And he thought throughout the show that he knew what my game was.
Yes, but little did he know.
He didn't know at all.
And I've got to be honest, if you had a million guesses, you would never have come up with this idea, because it only worked in Dave's head. What resulted was a bizarre piece of radio, which was playing Dave's game, which even though halfway through the link, it dawned on me what it was called. But Paddy still had no idea. Even when he was sitting in the corner of the studio holding, well, you'll hear it. You know, the more I talk about it, Dave.
Yes.
The more I just remember how random the whole thing was. When you express it.
Start the tension music. Mr. Keelty, you'll notice in my hand I have a package. I'd like you to take the package and open it.
Can I just tell the listeners that this is like a big jiffy bag, and it's actually quite big.
Yeah.
And I kind of think there's maybe going to be a donkey's head or something in it. It's either a big frying pan or a wok. Love you long time, wok.
A wok. You're saying a wok.
I would say a wok.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would. Yeah.
Now, Mr. Keelty, if you'd like to take that wok,
has the game actually started?
If take the walk
and just keep walking.
No.
Out of the studio.
Walk off.
Walk away. Walk away now. If you'd like to take the walk and stand.
I'm walking away.
Stand it.
David, get. Oh, my bingo wings.
If you could please stand in the corner, right, like, yeah, and adopt the Ken Hom pose, please.
What is the Ken Hom pose?
If you stand with your back to the corner.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought the Ken Hom pose was something else.
Ken Hom, not Ken Home.
Ken Home.
Right, yeah. please stand in the corner, right, like Ken Hom, and we will carry on with the game. Now, you're not actually a contestant, you're more part of it. That's nice, sir. Yeah. We have two teams.
Yeah.
The first team is Rachel and Allard.
Hello.
The second team is Dom and Carrie.
Hello.
You'll be playing in pairs. Now.
Fantastic.
I have in this bag here two envelopes.
Well, how many bags are in this game, Dave?
Pick an envelope, A or B.
I smell Sony.
B.
A.
B.
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 Okay. Shh. Concentrate, please.
Sorry. The game show host, please.
I have a packet of crisps.
Ah, but what sort of crisps?
Nice and spicy knickknacks.
Right, okay. So, let's look at the evidence. We have...
Hang on. So you want us to put knickknack in what?
Right, no. Look at all the elements here.
No, Dave, no!
Okay.
No!
Let's see if Mr. Keelty can work out, because with the power of his mind, he thinks he knows where I'm going with this.
Dave, me, like millions of other listeners around the country, have no idea where
really?
You're going with this.
Okay. Okay, your name is?
Patrick Keelty. Knick-knack, Paddy.
The aim of the game is very simple. If you could please return to the corner of the room.
Okay, we've not insulted the Irish community, the Chinese community. This is the most racist. Can I actually hit him over the head with a walk?
Yeah, listen, we haven't done the game yet. Please take the walk.
I still keep the walk.
Return to the corner. You are thrown for your team. Okay, stand forward onto the hockey.
Do I have to open it?
Yes, you have to open it.
This is brilliant.
Okay, here we go.
Start!
This is easy!
Go on, keep going, keep going.
Stand further back, Rachel, shall you?
You're leaning in.
Yeah,
right.
Stop leaning.
Okay, all right.
Hey!
Try and catch them.
Oh!
No.
Oh!
How did they do, Mr. Keelty?
One. I'd say about 30.
Okay.
30, yeah. Well done.
Carrie, it's your turn.
Good. She's got a good technique.
She's good.
Here we go.
It's like Stupid Punks is back on again.
Comedy Gold. Here we go. The studio now looks like the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan. It's just carnage. Grown men are in tears.
You remember Saving Private Ryan that killed people with dick necks?
Oh,
it's me.
The whole thing just being so completely random.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Patrick Keelty playing Dave's game, Knick Knack, Paddy Walk. One of our magic moments.
Magic moments.
Radio 1 relives 2005.
You can vote for that piece of classic radio as your favourite moment of the year. I go to Radio 1 online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. If you go to the website and vote for that now, if you're at work, if you're sitting in front of a computer, go to the website, vote for that for your favourite. Follow the link and vote for Knick Knack. Paddy Walk.
What are you laughing at?
I just want to see how they don't describe it on the website. Which I like. It's very random. Click on Radio and Relives. Click on Top 20 Vote. Vote and win here. Go to Magic Moments of the Year.
That's got to give Laura's Diary a run for her money, hasn't it?
Do you know what? It's not on Magic Moments of the Year, man.
Is it not?
No.
That's outrageous.
Not on there.
So you can't vote for it?
No.
Well, why do we play it then?
Because we only get one Magic Moment of the Year, because there's an entire radio station that we have to play along with. I think you should all email in scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Campaign for Knick Knack Paddy Walk.
Yeah. And in the subject title, put Knick Knack Paddy Walk, and see if Scott feels sorry for us later on and plays it for Ring 4. And every time you vote, you go into the draw to win a DAB digital radio. Today's winner is Richard Neville from Kent. Hurrah! Well done, Richard Powell. You have won a brand new digital radio. Best live music voted for Live 8. Radio 1 live on the road, Glastonbury. Act of the year, Kaiser Chiefs.
And that's probably about right.
Yeah. Guest of the year, Bruce Forsyth and Scott Mills Show, which everybody seems to be voting for. And Magic Moment of the Year, Joe Wiley at Glastonbury, when she lasted 5 seconds on the air before losing the connection with her words, which were something on the lines of, okay, now, I don't know how long we've got before we...
It was at that point...
When you...
Sorry,
go on.
Sorry, it's that point that the...
Calm down with you girls.
The studio got flooded by a river.
Exactly. The top 20 moments coming up this afternoon from 4 with Scott Mills.
When you...
You know, I can't really remember who had the hit with the original version of that, but...
DC Lee.
Right, okay, let's go.
That's dedicated to my taxi driver this morning who randomly just shouted, DC Lee, when we were driving along the M1. Brilliant.
It's weird because you live in Brighton.
Yeah, it's a hell of a commute.
Girls Aloud and See the Day. It's the new single. We have one more magic
moment
coming up before the end of the show this morning. play Coldplay in a second. By the way, many people texting in saying, I think you find out you're just giving away the DAB digital radio. It's a fellow who used to be in the band Five. I think
Richie Neville.
Yeah, it's a different Richie Neville. The one we gave it to away was a man. So, completely different person. 8:32.
Paul McCartney and Coldplay up for 3 awards. Franz Ferdinand are in the running for 2. We spoke to Alex from the band.
I'm really chuffed that we've been nominated again. It's lovely. I hope they give us some this time because they nominated us for 3 last year and didn't get one of the bloody things. So like, I hope this time they give us at least one of them.
Are any, what does he just kind of tail off at the end of that? Bye. Are any of the British acts up for best sleeve notes?
Not sure about the best sleeve notes ones. I can check that out.
Would you?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Best sleeve notes.
Best sleeve notes, yeah.
I'll check that out.
Thanks.
8:36.
My parents down at the moment visiting.
How are they? All right?
Yeah, they're very well. They're very good. They just always turn up with random stuff.
What have they got?
Now, fair enough, it's stuff from my brother's flat. But they arrived at my my house yesterday with 4 pillows. Now, immediately I've gone, what's wrong with the pillow? What's wrong with my pillows? So said, oh no, they're not for you. They're for your brother. I brought him down some new pillows. Oh, okay. And sheets. And pillowcases. And had a new duvet cover. It's a whole new bedroom look for my brother now.
It was all bedding, was it?
She also turns up at mine with food. They bring their own bread.
Parents do that, don't they? They turn up with milk.
And she walks in and goes, should we have a cup of tea? I said, I'll make it. She goes, no, I'll make it. Do you want a sandwich? yeah, please. Yeah, what would you like? Would you like potted meat? Potted meat's big in our family.
Is that like luncheon meat?
I think so. I don't know. I think so.
Corned beef, something like that?
No. Corned beef. Corned beef is completely different to potted meat. Although that was an option in the sandwich list.
Was it?
Yeah. So she's going, do you want a corned beef sandwich, potted meat sandwich, blah, blah, blah. Do you want a bun? Do you want a biscuit? And I'm like, whose house is this? But it's just as well, because we ain't got any food in our house. The only thing is, she doesn't know what to do in my flat because I've recently had a massive tidy, right? And the piles of stuff that were sitting in the corner aren't there anymore now, and there is nothing for her to tidy up. She's walking around like a headless chicken, not knowing what to do.
You should just randomly leave your pants on the floor.
Well, I'll do that, but, you know, I just... You know, and Dad, I said, How is everything? I said, yeah, it's all right. I said, my car's knackered. What? My car's knackered. What's wrong with it? I said, well, it's either the battery or it's something else, like the alternator or something like that's gone on it. Where is it now? I said, it's about a part outside the house. I'll book it into the garage and I'll get a lift down there or something. Give us your keys. What? Give us your keys. No, Dad, it's freezing. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's getting dark. Don't worry about it. Give us your keys. So he goes off, comes back, 10 minutes later, yeah, it won't start. No, I know it won't start! Dad, I know it won't start!
Yeah, but you just need to get some jump leads on it.
No, but I need to take it in for service. There's something not right with it. It's not the battery. Well, if it is, great, but...
It's not going anywhere near a service, though. It won't move.
I know, but that's why I need to book it in, and then I go, can you come and pick it up?
Oh, okay.
Does it need a service? Yes. Can you come and pick it up? Can't you drive it in? No, I just said it needs a service. So, but I love my mum and dad. I love having them around. They're great. However, got in last night from a meal, and no offence. And I go, right, I've got to watch Space Cadets before I go to bed. It's an hour long, Space Cadets. So I need to watch Space Cadets, everybody. All right, so because I've got to, are you not going to go to bed? No, because I've got to watch it for the show because I need to be able to talk about it. You don't want to be watching tonight. I need to watch it. So we'll have a cup of tea, a little bit of chat, and then you pop yourself off to bed, Mum, and shut up, and I'll watch Space Cadets. 20 minutes saying goodnight. 20 minutes. 20 minutes saying goodnight. I'll leave you to it. Whose are these?
What?
Whose are these? Whose are what? These. And there's like 2 pens on the table. Mum, they're pens. Don't worry about it. Just go.
Should I put them over near the phone? No, don't put them near the phone. Just go, go. Good night. I love you, Mum. See you in the morning. Have a good sleep. All right, okay. Bye, night, night, night now. Bye. I've got my finger. I've got the Sky remote in my hand. It's paused, ready to go. Listen, don't worry about in the morning making noise. I said, I won't, Mum. Go. It's fine. It's go. All right, night, 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 night. I press play, she walks back in, right, and starts tidying. What are you doing? Stop. Just stop. Go to bed. Oh, there's no need to be rude. I said, I need to watch this. I put it, we got home last night, 20 past 10. I started watching Space Cadets at 5 past 11. That said, though, I love them dearly. I know that they won't be up till 9 o'clock, so I can take the mickey out of them as much as I like before then.
Live from London every day from 7 until 10. Unless you're in Los Angeles, cause it's a different time then. We're on Listen Again. And don't forget the podcast. But apart from that, it's 7 till 10 each morning, live from London.
You have to get past the voice. National
Radio. I've got a little flat in London, right, where I live. And like a lot of little flats in London and a lot of major cities throughout the UK, what they do is they cram as much in to the tiny space as they possibly can.
Yep.
There is room for one bedroom and maybe like a little box room at the front. No. It's a two-bedroom flat. Well, it's not really, but no, is it? And I'm used to this now, as we all are living in London, and it's probably the same if you live in any kind of major city with these flats. And another big thing is ensuite bathrooms. Or, you know, a toilet and a bathroom. How many, you've just got the one, haven't you?
One bathroom, yeah.
Yeah. Alad, what have you got?
Two.
Right, so yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not the biggest flat in the world, your flat, is it?
No, not really.
So, it's the same thing. So, I've got one normal bathroom.
Yeah.
And then I have what, until recently, not to wall down, I had the world's smallest ensuite bathroom, where the shower was pretty much the same size as a phone box.
It's the size of a cupboard. The whole ensuite is about the size of a cupboard, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. And I knocked a wall through and blah, 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 made it bigger. It's all right. So, it's fine. However, the other night, I go into the main bathroom. Turn the dimmer switch on, click, nothing. And because I live, you know, there's no light to the bathroom. It's complete darkness. And I'm like, oh, what's wrong with that? Check the fuse box. No, it's not the fuse box. But you know what? It might be the dimmer switches, because dimmer switches go very easily. It's probably just a connection in there. That's fine. Well, I can't do it myself. Speak to my mate, Dave. Tattoo Dave come around. He'll do it for me. That's not a problem. Great. However, this morning, because my mum and dad are staying, they're staying in my bedroom, which has got the ensuite. I don't want to walk in and wake them up at, like, 5:45 in the morning. So I washed myself this morning in total darkness using the light from my mobile phone so I can see where everything was.
Did you get it wet?
Surely you know where everything is, don't you?
No, but as far as, like, I need to put the toothpaste on my toothbrush.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking...
I can't see. Now, I've got the door open with the landing light on, with the hallway light on, and I'm struggling to see, and I'm thinking, it's 10:50 in the morning, what the bloody hell's going on?
I thought you meant where everything is, kind of body parts.
No, I know where that is, that's not
legs,
a problem.
Legs, knackers,
yeah,
head.
Well, yeah. Sometimes I might need to use it for the knackers, to be honest.
Hello, this is Chaz and Dave with another exclusive recording for the Chris Miles Show.
Yeah. Oh, I'm loving this. I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. Chaz and Dave, who are playing tonight in Dudley at the Dudley Concert Hall on St James Road. So go and see them. And if you're anywhere near London, there's a big Chaz and Dave Christmas gig the 15th of December at the Shepherd's Bush Empire, which is going to be huge.
Terrific.
And then they're playing all over the place. They're just touring all the time. And on December the 30th, Dave, playing the 100 Club.
Are they?
Yeah.
Classic venue.
Yeah. I've kind of played there.
Sort of. You're a bladdered. I'd hardly get on stage.
That was the act. They wanted me to be a drunk fat dancer.
You've been in the pub since midday. They're not till 9.
And I think I did a very good job. And as well, if you've been listening, they're making lots of jingles for us as well.
I don't care, and he don't care, and we don't care, because it's Christmas chum. And we got beer on the sideboard here, and the boy Chris Moore's on Radio 1.
Loads of jingles.
Rabbit, 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 rabbit.
They are true professionals, how they easily get my name into all of their songs.
Turn it. The
Chris Miles. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning, Radio 1. It's got to be done.
And this one, which I think will become everybody's favourite jingle.
Happy Christmas, nuts are we, me and him and me. Radio 1 insanity, Chris Miles is Christmas. Loopy.
I've arrived, Dave. I have made
it's it. Clever, isn't it, what they do?
I have made it. I have my own personal Christmas Chris Moyles Chaz and Dave jingle. I don't need any presents now this year.
You don't want for anything else.
I want for nothing. Alad, how great is that?
That is pretty cool.
You're already in the festive mood.
Yes.
By wearing a cheap tatty Santa Claus hat. We were driving through central London the other day, Sophie and I. We saw the worst, tattiest Santa Claus outfit you have ever seen. You know those poor, poor souls who stand there with the golf sale placards or jewellery or car park space, whatever it is. He's leaning against the railings on the road wearing the world's tattiest Santa Claus outfit, holding a big board up which said jewellery with an arrow pointing down an alleyway.
Why is Santa selling jewellery?
I have no idea. You'd think, if anything, he'd be giving it away.
You would, wouldn't you?
Walk in and go, hey, is it free? Well, Santa Claus, he told me to come in. He's not going to charge you.
Keep him warm, though, that outfit, wouldn't it, when he's standing on the streets of central London?
Yeah. I wonder how many people are, you know, at school are going, astronaut? No. Politician? No. Rockstar? No. Do you know what I want? I want to stand on a street corner holding a big golf sale sign.
Happy Christmas, nuts are we, me and him and me. Radio 1 insanity, Chris Moyles is Christmas. Loopy.
I'm loving that.
Brilliant.
Just the business. Right, 1 hour left to go before Joe Wiley's on the radio at 10 o'clock this morning. We have one more magic moment. And we've got the Milk Can Records play as well. Before that, Tedious Link, Dave Paddy gets today's Tedious Miss, today's Terrorvision and Tequila.
Terrorvision are from Bradford, the same musical hotbed that produced Tasman Archer. Tasman Archer had a hit with Sleeping Satellite, while Satellite of Love was a hit last year for Lou Reed. Lou Reed shares the same Christian name as Lou Diamond Phillips, who starred alongside Emilio Estevez in the Young Guns films. Young Guns brackets Go For It was a debut single from Wham. Wham were made up of George Michael and, to a lesser extent, Andrew Ridgely, who's married to, or used to be married to, Karen Woodward, who used to be in Bananarama with Sarah Dallin and Siobhan Fahey, who was in Shakespeare's Sister with Marcella Detroit, and is the other half, or certainly used to be the other half, of Eurythmics' Beardy Weirdy Dave Stewart, who's from Sunderland. Sunderland play their home matches at the Stadium of Light, which literally translated into Portuguese is Estádio da Luz. The Estádio da Luz is where Manchester United suffered a disappointing and humiliating European exit on Wednesday night. Knight, first named Michael, was the 80s TV character played by actor David Hasselhoff. David Hasselhoff is a megastar in Germany. Germany gets cold in the winter, so if you're going there on holiday, it's important to keep warm. And Germany is also, I think, where Ginny is from, which links it predictably to Ginny, keep warm.
What a random choice, Dave. Keep warm, that one.
Bit of Friday dance action.
Right, enjoy, everybody. Ginny and Keep It Warm on Radio 1. Seamless link, Dave?
Of sorts.
Go on then.
Now, people from the top, people are saying, was it Tamsin or Tasman Archer? Now, I thought it was Tasman Archer.
It was Tasman Archer.
There you go. Point to me.
Correct.
Mr.
Comedy Dave.
I said that she was, or is, from Bradford. People are saying she's from Guiseley. Is that a technical?
She
was
credited as being from Bradford, so I will give you that.
Lovely, I'll have that as well. Karen Woodward is still married to Andrew Ridgely, as I kind of implied.
Yeah.
And the other bit is the fact that Ginny might be Italian.
But to be fair, you said she might be Germany. She might not be Germany. She's not a big girl.
I must admit, I'm not entirely sure where she's from. And
right.
I did do a European search yesterday as to the origins of Ginny and her parentage.
Right.
I couldn't really find anything. And I think, I thought she might have been German.
But you said she might be German.
Yeah.
She wasn't, but you didn't say she definitely was.
She might be Italian.
We'll let you off. There you go. Right, shall we run through the celebrities who enjoyed or hated your tedious link?
Go!
I will do when the bloody screen stops freezing. Right, here we go. Throw six to start.
Now,
go on, what?
Now
what,
it's saying
what,
that Andrew and Karen are not married, but still live together in Cornwall.
Hmm.
Are they married or are they just life partners?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. They're together, though, aren't they?
Well, I don't know.
They are together.
Maybe not.
She was always the fittest one out of Bananarama
yes,
for me.
I think so, too.
Because they made this comeback, haven't they? And JK and Joel went out drinking with them.
I went to their launch party.
Did you?
Yeah. Relaunch party, maybe it should be.
Well, yeah. No, Karen, definitely the sexiest one.
Yeah, I agree.
Is she the blonde one?
No.
No, that was Sarah.
Oh, right, okay.
The original lineup.
I can't believe you don't know the lineup to Bananarama.
I don't, actually.
The original lineup was Sarah, Karen, and Siobhan.
Right.
Right? Siobhan then left and went a bit mental.
Yes.
Right.
And went to.
Oh, she'd go mental. You can't say that. What do you mean she went a bit mental?
You don't mean she actually...
Her musical style changed, Dave.
Yeah, she went off the, you know...
No, she didn't go off the rails.
No, not off the rails personally. I'm talking about musically. But didn't she do...
Off the charts.
Then they brought in
did
some...
Did she get number one?
They brought in some other dark-haired bird.
Yeah. Like, that's right. That's the official biography of the website. They brought in another dark-haired bird. She didn't have a name, did she?
Well, no, she did. But I can't remember what it
was. Dark-haired bird.
I can't remember.
Brilliant. Anyway, so now you know all the facts about Bananarama. Brilliant.
Hi, I'm Dick. Hi, I'm Dom. Dave, that tedious link was...
Brudgeon Dave, yo, this is Sean Paul. That tedious link was hot. We be burning, yo.
Hi, Dave, it's Eugene, and I thought that tedious link was absolutely fantastic.
Everybody seems to like it. Everybody's loving it.
Hi, Comedy Dave, it's David Beckham. That tedious link was rubbish.
Oh! Captain Bex don't like it. Captain Bex don't like. Captain Bex, Captain Bex! Captain Bex ting-pong. Do you want one more Chaz and Dave jingle, Alan?
Yes, please.
Gooch, what's the matter with you? Cheer yourself up, son. Gooch, Chris Miles is here on Radio 1.
There you go. I love them.
My dad used to love them.
I can't believe how well Chaz and Dave is going down on the text messages. People just go, oh, this is so great to hear it.
I find it astonishing.
Well, you know, I think every day next week at the same time we'll have to play in one because they've recorded us loads.
I think you're educating the nation.
Well, yeah. They've recorded us 6 different songs. And, of course, my favourite brand new jingle.
Happy Christmas, nuts are we. Me and him and me. Radio 1 Insanity. Chris Moyles is Christmas loopy.
Half time of the show, it's a bit where Dave says...
Let's get ready to rumble.
Tickle Davis.
He's gonna hit me.
Well, no mouth and no trousers, Dave.
No, I want to find out.
He won't hit you. Watch. Dave is a trusting man. Dave.
What?
Close your eyes for 10 seconds. All right. Can you do that?
Yes.
All right. Close your eyes for 10 seconds. All right. Go. Tickle him now. Tickle him now. Tickle him now. Tickle him now. I can't open his eyes.
He's looking. Alex. He's looking through his eyes.
Okay. Dave, you're not allowed to punch anyone for 10 seconds, right?
Nobody.
Right, nobody. Okay. Yeah, you're going to play
that
game?
Because you don't punch people. So that's not right.
He's not allowed to punch people for 10 seconds, starting from when I say now. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so...
What are we going to do?
What?
What are we going to do?
Whoa, there's no we in this.
Just tickle it. Well, hello? Right, you ready? Okay. Close your eyes, 10 seconds, as of now.
I'm not ticklish.
Right, keep your eyes closed, keep your eyes closed. Okay.
That wasn't a punch, it was a push.
Open your eyes. Who tickled you?
Well, hello.
It was Dominic Byrne, of course. Right, now, hello. Alan, you come here and stand next to me. Stand right in front of the microphone as if you're the DJ on the air.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I don't like it here.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh! Stop it. See, that's what he does when he gets tickled. Like that.
Hurts.
It's like he's having a seizure.
I don't laugh. It kind of tense.
Don't even start with Carrie.
No.
No, don't.
Carrie collapses into a bundle on the floor. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
She's like, and I don't know what they're called, she's like those little... Remember those little doll things where they're made of string?
Yes,
and
I know what you mean.
And you press the bottom and they pop. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but...
Carrie does that even if you go near her with your hand. You don't even need to touch her, she'll fall to the floor.
Yeah,
sure. Bring her in, Exhibit A.
She won't let us tickle her, though. You know, she's like, what's wrong?
What are they called? I know what you mean. You push the thing under the
you press it and
under
they collapse.
The base, don't
they
you?
Were like little blubble, blubble, blubble.
I'm not one of those things.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just
you
very tickling.
You are.
Okay. Should I demonstrate?
No. Yeah, but do you know what? Demonstrate with a... Right. Don't actually touch her.
Okay.
Okay? Look at me.
Yeah.
Promise.
Promise.
Don't actually touch her.
Fine.
All right. Carrie. Don't tickle Dave, Carrie.
Listen, I'm not tickling.
All right. Right. Now, listen. Carrie, look at me. Carrie, look at me.
No.
I promise, okay, that Alad will not touch you for the duration of this link. I promise. Alad, promise to her.
I promise.
I've gone all tense just thinking about it now.
Okay, so that is my word, and Alad has given his word, right? Because the point of this is, he doesn't need to touch you for you to react in the way that we want you to react. Okay? Now, put your arms out as if you're an aeroplane.
No!
Okay, Alad, we've promised you that he won't touch you.
Okay.
Okay, now go to tickle her, but obviously don't. But she will still...
No! So tense, and I just can't help it.
Does it need relaxing, baby?
From you.
Start your text with the word sleep.
Okay. Do it one more time. Do it one more time. This time, though. This time, close your eyes.
Close my eyes?
Yeah.
That's going to make it worse.
I promise that Alad will not tickle you. Okay? All right. Here we go. Yeah. Sorry, that was Dominic.
Sorry, that wasn't me.
You know,
can I just say, by the way, she fell to her knees like you know when they blow up them old chimneys and they fall straight down.
Fred Dibner.
Carrie, you're right.
Yeah.
And right, you need to apologise.
You're right.
What? I'm sorry. I do need to apologise there. I really wasn't expecting that because you promised you wouldn't. And like,
did Carrie, you're professional.
Swear,
as well.
That wasn't a swear.
Okay.
It was a she.
Okay. I thought it was a she.
Yeah, I think that
sheep. There are sheep everywhere.
It was a she. She.
Yeah.
Shocking.
She.
Yeah, how do you feel now, Carrie?
Awful.
Do you feel used and abused?
Yes.
No. No way. I left some money on the side for you over there, by
the way. A-double-one-double-nine.
What? Sorry about that.
It's alright.
The thing is, though, with Carrie is... Right, so it's we have a lot of fun, right, in tickling her, walking past her in the office and just going, tick, and she goes, oh! Anything, but sometimes we'll be out somewhere, whatever, and we'll be having a drink, whatever. And you go to put your arm round and go, "How you doing?" And she'll go, "Aah!" "I'm not tickling you." That's the weirdest thing.
I know, but it's like a suspense thing because it's like my mind thinks you're going to do it, so I just react anyway.
No, my mind thinks I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I know, but not in the same way.
Right. Okay.
I'm thinking.
All right. Anyway, thank you for the experiment.
That's fine.
We should put you on Brainiac on Sky. With John Tickle. That's what we should do.
Very quick question. You're just talking about something on digital, you know, satellite TV and stuff. You know when you're flicking through...
hours ago.
You just said Brainiac or something, right?
So that's your excuse.
Has anyone ever watched, and you see it every time you flick around the Sky thing or whatever, Takeshi's Castle?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Right. very old show.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. It's always there, and I've never watched it.
Have you not? It's brilliant. It's loads of Japanese people doing weird things, like they have to run across bridges that just collapse and whatnot,
really?
Or run across sort of toadstool.
I never knew that.
It's 9:14.
Shall I go next door?
No, it's fine. It's okay. All right.
In fact, you should stay.
There are many shows on television that get advertised.
It's always there, and I just never watched it.
You should.
I myself have never got past the 5-minute free view on Playboy TV.
Okay, same thing.
You know?
Does that involve small Japanese people or not?
I've never subscribed.
Depends which channel you're on.
Not even for the night.
Really?
Which you can do, apparently.
Can you?
Yeah, I've got to say, for me, the 5-minute free view, I've seen enough.
Yeah.
And then certain channels, you get a 10-minute free view. Well, I don't know what to do with myself.
1 minute in, flick over to Kashiki's Parkour.
Go what?
I don't know, what's it called?
No, don't tell him. What is it?
Takeshiki Castle.
That's it. Yeah, Takeshiki Castle.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I want to Takeshiki Castle.
I think you'd like it.
Yeah, it sounds good.
They fall in the water and stuff.
Oh, my God, I'm about to tell you all, by the way. And I know none of you will believe me. You'll all think I'm lying just to make myself sound big and impressive. But it is the truth. You won't believe me, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You know those quiz channels? How many spades? How many spades? Take a look. Mm. How many spades? How many? Count the numbers. Count the numbers. You know those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw somebody win the other night.
Did you?
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Did they win the £100?
I'll tell you what it was. It was something like this, right? The ace of spades, two of spades, the three of spades, the four of spades. How many spades? 4,722 was the answer.
Yeah.
I must admit, I was one out.
Mm-hmm.
Was that on Bikini Beach?
It wasn't Bikini Beach, but it was one of the quiz channels.
There's one guy who just walks around and around.
Count the numbers. Take a look. Count the numbers. How many numbers? Count the numbers. Have a look there. Count the numbers. Shut up!
Is that the guy who has a cup of tea as well?
Yeah, they all do. They all have a bloody... None of them have a lunch break. They all have the sandwiches and a flask with them.
They look so bored,
They do, yeah.
I mean, I'm still waiting for a caller.
Hmm.
If you're waiting for a caller, then how come it's engaged? Still waiting for a caller now.
And then they'll say, it's cold out, anyway.
My favourite one is this, right? Some of the channels have the sound effects of a phone ringing to indicate a caller. One of the channel has a dog barking. Still waiting for a caller. Woo, woo, woo! Who's on the line? Right, and what they're showing, by the way...
It's Takeshi from the castle.
They're showing 5 + 5 = question mark, right?
Mm.
What's the answer?
10.
Don't give it away. Okay, still waiting for a caller. Woo, woo, woo! We've got a caller. Who's on the line? Hello? Hello, who's on the line? Oh, I needed a caller there, and who's on the... hello?
Hello.
Right, oh, hello, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Okay, what's your name?
Dominic.
Dominic, all right, where are you from?
From London.
Okay, from London, all right. What's the answer? 5 + 5, what's the answer?
10.
Let's have a look. Some of them don't even have a sound effect for when it's wrong, so what they do is look at the screen and wait for nothing to happen. Before they go, oh, it's wrong, I'm afraid. But keep trying.
Well, it's not wrong, is it?
Why would it be wrong?
5 + 5 = 10.
It is 10.
Have you not seen these channels?
No, well, not really.
Yeah, it's never the answer that you think it will be.
Oh, right.
And they won't explain how they come up with their answers. Because that will give away future competitions, apparently. It's genius, really. Sorry about that. And you go, 5 + 5 = 10. There's no possible other answer.
Then you start thinking, you go, mad.
Oh, well, hang on, add the numbers. 5, 5... Is it a bit tenuous? Is it 55? So, anyway, you watch this for 60 seconds, and then you go and watch a movie. You flick back to the channel before you go to bed. All right. Woo, woo, woo! Let's take another caller, all right? What's your name?
Dominic.
Where are you from, Dominic?
London.
All right. 5 + 5, what's the answer?
10.
It's not 10. Oh. You go, seriously, they've been doing this for an hour and a half? Have you not seen these channels?
No.
I rang in for brain teaser.
Well, hang on a sec. That's another thing. Yeah, you're my cleaner, by the way. No wonder I never get any bloody work done. She's on the phone of brain teaser every day.
What are you doing with Chris's cleaner and brain teaser?
No. I wasn't with his cleaner.
Oh, okay.
The two of them sat on my couch drinking my tea, watching my television.
the answer's A.
She's hoovering with her foot while Dave's dusting.
We go halves on the 20 quid, 10 of each. Brilliant.
All I will say is just, you know, be careful watching these channels because they suck you in, you know?
Addictive, is it?
Well, just, that's all I'm saying. I won't say any more for legal reasons above anything else, but just you, Allard. Bear in mind you're obsessed with QVC. You should stay well clear of these channels.
Formally bid up.
Right, sure.
But not anymore.
You bought cutlery off one of these channels.
It was a good bargain.
Cutlery.
You know?
Allard bought cutlery off a shopping channel. Allard actually sat at home. You know when we flick through the channels and any normal rational human being goes, what a load of crap. Switch over. Mm. Allard is sitting on his couch home going, that's bloody good value.
And towels.
Oh my White. Lord. Oh, we've got another caller. Hello, who's on the line?
Dominic.
Hello, Dominic. Where are you from?
London.
Okay, London. 5 + 5. What's your answer?
4,392.
Let's have a look. Oh, sorry about that. Keep trying, though. Rachel!
The lines are now open. Rachel! For car park catchphrase.
In Rachel's voice.
700, 100, 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
Rachel is 85.
That number again, 08700, 100, 100.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, I think we've got another caller.
Dennis says a Munich.
So Deck has texted in to sort everything out for us. Thank you, Deck. He's now made it very clear.
Right.
The answer is 138,450. 5 + 5. Change the letters in the word 5 into numbers and you get 69,225 is 5. Then add that to another 5, 69,225, and you get the answer, 138,450. Brilliant. Now I know. I can't wait for that sum to come up next time on the Dog Park channel.
How does the word...
No, don't ask how. Don't, you know, there's no... You can't do that. It just is facts on these channels.
I'm going to watch it this weekend.
No, don't. I say... Well, if you want.
Yeah, I think I will.
But unplug your phone.
Really?
Do yourself a favour.
I'll be phoning them, won't I?
Just do yourself a favour. And by the way, another tip for you.
Yeah.
Nobody else, I'm not saying anybody else to do this, so you can't see me. Personally.
Just me.
Take my advice.
Yeah.
Don't ever watch any of these channels after a good few drinks. Listen, my mate Paul's just sent me a text saying, Chaz and Dave, why don't you try and get them to do the England World Cup song for next year?
Haven't they already done that?
What, an England World Cup song?
It rings a little bell that them two.
Genius
might.
Idea, that.
Well,
they've done a Tottenham song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't think they've done an England song.
My view, because I was saying to a friend of mine a couple weeks ago, that the England team should sing on the record. It's been too long. No, it's been too long. It's time to get the boys singing badly. 'Cause you had a bad day. My initial thought was they should re-release Back Home, right?
Oh, that's...
So why don't we get Chaz and Dave to do Back Home, but change the lyrics? Chaz and Dave and the man.
Jermaine Defoe on lead vocals and stuff.
Put a little rap halfway through.
Yeah.
But choose like the least obvious candidate for the rap.
Sven.
You know what I mean?
Sven, yeah.
Well,
the Sven rap.
Back home.
Back home, they'll be thinking about this. Well, we are far away.
That's a really good idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
When Rooney.
That's uncanny.
You know it's going to be a big hit.
Yeah.
Because Colin Murray's trying to get... McFly to do the World Cup song.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether he's had any side information or whether he's just saying this.
McWhy?
No, the England one.
Oh.
And well, let's go head to head. Who would you rather buy, McFly or Chaz and Dave with the England squad doing a horrendous but brilliant genius version of Back Home?
I'll be honest, there's not much in it for me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a toss-up.
It would be great. Come on. You know it's going to be good. Bear in mind, these are the guys responsible for this.
Happy Christmas, that's all we. Me and him and me. Radio 1 Insanity. Chris Moyles, Christmas loopy.
One more final moment of our show from this year to play you directly after the news. It features you, Dominic.
Hello.
And we'll talk about it in a second after we get some news and sport. 9:33.
The England cricket team's been announced for the first one-day international against Pakistan. Geraint Jones says there's room for both him and second-choice wicketkeeper Matt Prior for the game in Lahore tomorrow. Prior boosted his chances of opening with a 72 in the warm-up match against Pakistan.
And the weather, there's been lots of mist and fog around for the UK first thing. It'll hang around for a bit longer too. Wet and milder for most places later.
Was that just me?
Pakistan A, not yeah. Pakistan A.
I thought you'd go Pakistan A.
No, Pakistan A. Their second string sign.
Right, gotcha. Pakistan A.
It's the A6088 Scottish borders this morning, closed both ways at the B6357. That's just before the Bonchester Bridge. They're repairing bits of the bridge. We don't know when it'll be done, but when it is, it'll be done.
Pakistan A. Beep, beep, one more travel.
Just got 9:37.
Radio 1 relives 2005.
So, cast your mind back. We're on the air one day and there is a U2 concert looming. Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Is the biggest U2 fan on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And has asked for tickets. It's all sold out. So we've asked the PR company, any chance of some tickets? I've also asked for tickets as well.
Yeah.
For myself. Some tickets arrive in the studio, in an envelope. There is no with compliment slip. There is no address. It just says Chris Moyles Show on the envelope. A row then breaks out as to who these tickets are for. Are they for me or are they for Dominic?
Mm.
Do you remember that moment, Dominic?
I do. I remember it as if it were only yesterday.
One pair of tickets to see you two this weekend has arrived in the studio, addressed to the Chris Moyles Show. They were here yesterday, which leads me to believe they are the ones that I asked for.
However, they could also be the ones for Dominic, because we've been talking all week about the fact that he's a huge, huge fan, hasn't got any tickets, and is desperate to go.
However, I think if that was the case, and they were specifically for Dom, they would have sent them today and gone, look what we've got, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, they'd have done that. They didn't, they were sent yesterday, therefore, I think, no offence, they're mine.
Obviously, we have one pair of tickets, we have two people that desperately want to go, we need to decide, and we decided beforehand, on the end of the news, that we would battle it out, fair and square, whoever wins, goes. I have the questions. It's quite simple. It works like a penalty shootout. Okay,
right. So I'm actually nervous.
So am I. I'm
so am I.
Text off, by the way.
Oh, really?
The first person to get one wrong is out.
Whoa.
It is as simple as that.
Okay,
all right.
Right. Good luck. Best of bad luck to you, Dom.
You're going down.
Yeah, to see you too, my friend.
Right.
Okay.
Chris,
yes.
To go first. Sudden death.
Yes.
We begin. What is Bono's real name?
Paul Hewson.
Is the right answer.
Get in! Bizarrely, I remember that because of a Frankie Goes to Hollywood song by where they say Van Hewson. I remember hearing his name was put. It doesn't matter, but anyway.
Dominic.
Yeah.
Your question. What is the Edge's real name?
Dave Evans.
Is the right answer.
Yes! Oh. Get in!
One each. Even Stevens.
What was that noise?
When is Bono's birthday?
Search your feelings.
I think it's May. May 10th. Whatever.
Incredibly.
No!
It is the right answer.
Really?
The hell did you get that? Bono's birthday is indeed May the 10th.
Have you got text on?
No.
All
so,
off.
Honestly.
It's all off.
When is the Edge's birthday?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Oh!
Oh!
March 24th.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It's the wrong answer.
Oh!
The Edge's birthday, Dom, is August the 8th, which means
I was going to say August the 8th.
We agreed, fair and square.
Yes!
You, unfortunately, have lost, which means that the two tickets to go and see you two this Saturday at Twickenham in London go to Chris Moyles.
Come on. Thank you very much, everybody.
That's deeply.
That's really
deeply wrong.
Hang on, fair and square in a YouTube contest. I won. You've got to give me that. Right?
No, you did. You did. To be fair.
No, the tickets are mine, man. Get stuffed. I will try and get.
Do you know what?
Tickets.
If I won, I would have taken you.
No,
oh, I think I'm
mind game.
I'd have taken you.
Well, I've won. I'm taking Sophie.
I feel quite upset now.
Really?
Yeah, because...
Well, boo-hoo. Go and have a cry.
Well, no, I do, because you know how much Dominic is a fan and how much he wants to go desperately. Give him the tickets.
No! There's no point of that 10-minute link.
I know, but just looking at his face now...
How about this? There you go. There you go. There's your YouTube ticket. I'm going on my own.
You've just actually ripped it up.
You're such a child.
Well,
you've
such a child.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, what are you doing?
That's the pair of them. Right? Now no one's going. Happy now.
What are you doing? You've lost your mind, man.
Now nobody's going.
You've just ripped up a pair of tickets to go and see you two on a Saturday.
Yes.
You know how much you do know how much I want to go.
Put your hand under the desk.
Where?
Is there anything there?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
What is it, Dom?
It's an envelope.
Really? Stationery?
Don't expect me to read the news after this.
Okay. What are you holding in your hand, Dominic?
It's two tickets to see the U2 at Twickenham.
Have I just torn up two photocopies of those tickets? Yeah.
Yeah. They weren't real at all.
Those tickets have been sitting under the desk all morning, right in front of you. You wanted tickets. You technically been sat in front of them all day. And guess what?
I love you very
much.
What?
I'm going to go with you.
Yay!
It was, wasn't it? It was a beautiful moment, wasn't it?
I was hyperventilating just listening to it again.
By the way, after that, we got a phone call from the committee at the BAFTA Awards, and they were very impressed with all of our acting.
So they should be.
Good gig, though, wasn't it?
They were good.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, what's up? It's the 50 Cent. And whenever I'm in Liverpool, I try to check out a game of my favorite club, Everton. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Everton. Go on, James Betty.
Tell you, celebrity Evertonians, him and P. Diddy.
Not really celebrity
check
Evertonians.
Check the pictures.
Yep, and there's a picture of 50 Cent with a lead shirt and P. Diddy with a lead shirt. I would love it if Puff Daddy bought Everton. That would be brilliant. I would love it.
I don't want him to buy Everton, but
he
I
could have
not...
his clothing range sponsor the shirts, his restaurant sponsor the shorts, every one of his companies sponsored a different item of clothing. Anyway, there you go.
Brilliant.
It's 9:46.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans!
There you go.
Nice.
Hi, Roy Walker.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
It's Friday, so life is good.
That is fantastic. We have had a great show today. It has been a humdinger and an award winner. Do you like that?
It's nice.
Humdinger and award winner.
It's difficult to say, though, isn't it?
Humdinger and award winner.
Will you be entering this one for a Sony Radio Award?
I've got to say, I think we could be. The highlights were great. Although, we've had many text messages coming in. This one says from John, I don't understand. Why don't you just have a ticket each for the gig? Okay, that was...
What a numpty.
I know. The gig was months and months ago.
It was back in June.
Pay attention, morons.
Exactly.
Alad?
Hello.
Has Alad left yet?
No, Alad is still here.
Hi, Roy.
I'm amazed that Alad still works here.
So am I. He's producing the show today.
He's annoying me already.
Well.
And then after the show, he's going to take us all out for breakfast.
I'm not into woo-woo.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Hey, Roy. Sounds a bit... nasty to me this morning.
Did you just say, hey, Roy?
Hey, Roy.
Goodbye. Hey, Roy.
Goodbye.
All right, Lena.
Please welcome on line one.
Yeah.
It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm John. I'm from Down the Market.
Hey! You're from Down the Market?
Down Ham Market.
Down Ham Market, right.
I have a friend who lives there.
Oh, who's that then, Roy?
Ginger.
Ginger who?
Bush.
I've had him.
Have you really?
I think so.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. What do you do, John?
I'm an electrician.
Do you work for yourself or do you have a boss?
I have a boss.
What's his name?
Paul Turner.
How long? What?
Paul Turner.
Paul?
Paul Turner?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No.
Wow.
It's a private guy.
We have somebody who works on our show called Paul Turner.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And is
you,
it nice?
You, do you listen to the show every day?
Yeah.
You hear Paul Turner on the show every day.
Do I?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Paul Turner's a man who says...
Check out our new advert on the telly.
That's Paul Turner.
He's nice, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you have a friend who doesn't listen to Radio 1?
Don't milk it, Paul, right? You're getting paid by the word. And is Paul a good boss?
No.
All right, okay, fair enough then. Why do you go and work with our Paul Turner? He lives just outside Philadelphia.
Does he?
Yeah.
I have a friend who lives there.
What's his name?
Joe.
Paul Turner.
Joe who? Joe Janockers. What are you driving?
An escort van.
Escort van.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Well, then. Oh!
That's a nice horn.
It is a nice horn, isn't it? Right, hang on there. We'll talk to you in just a second.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hey, Chris, my name is Stephen Afro Kike Fergus.
Yay!
I had a friend that used to live there. But they moved.
But they moved. What's your friend's name, Roy?
Betty.
Betty who?
Betty. Janockers.
Betty Janockers.
Betty Janockers.
What do you do, Stephen?
Plasterer.
Plasterer?
Yeah.
Very nice. We notice we never get any doctors or on the show.
No, I wish I was a gynecologist.
Well, so do I, but, you know, it's good to have an ambition, something to reach for, something to look forward to.
Sorry?
I wish you an ecologist as well.
Yeah.
Carrie, you're right.
No, you just really grossed me out.
I had a friend of mine who was gynecologist.
Really? Can't
don't
say that.
Really?
Don't go down that road.
No, to speak. Really? Okay, all right, fair enough. Where are you right now, Stephen?
Whitehead, out the back of a house.
Right, okay. Back of your house?
No, it's back where I'm working.
All right, you working already this morning?
Yeah, I am. Okay.
Well, good luck. What are you driving?
Ford Transit.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
Let's hear their horn.
Okay. Hey, Roy.
Well, that horn will do.
I quite like the horn, I've got to be honest. So. Right. Are you ready, Stephen?
Yeah, I am indeed.
All right. Are you ready, John?
I am indeed, yeah.
All right, let's play the goddamn thing.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
It's exciting, this bit, isn't it, Dom?
Dum-dum.
That's right, yeah, that's great.
A dum-dum,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, fine. Dum-dum. It's not a dum-dum, right?
Dum-dum.
It's not a dum-dum.
Dum-dum.
Right, okay.
A-dum-dum.
Shut up. Sorry. Mr. Fishness and Michael are guests of Luton Town boss Mike Newell at Kennel The Throat. He's watching Luton play Stoke. Mike Newell has laid on some excellent hospitality, and everything seems great. But Mr. Fish can't get over some of the strange Luton fans. They just seem a bit mental, says Mr. Fish. They're a bit mad, says Mike. The Hatters fans have always been a bit mad. Lord.
Stephen.
Who was that, Alan?
John. It's John.
Who was
it? Stephen.
Can I hear the horns? Oh, no. Stephen, do your horn. Stephen, do your horn. John, do your horn. Stephen.
Yes, Steve.
Al.
You never got that.
Any sense whatsoever.
Stephen, what's your answer?
The Mad Hatters.
Is it Mad Hatters, Dave?
Mad as a hatter.
You're right! Mad as a hatter! I want to give him that to him, Dave.
It cleared it up playing both horns at the same time again.
Sorry about that.
All right, so well done, Stephen. Commiserations, John. Hey, but it's not over yet, my friend.
No,
because here's another car park catchphrase.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fisher's having a quiet day at home. He's doing the crossword today. He's done pretty much all of it, but he's stuck on 19 across, and it is driving him mad. A cryptic clue says, these people tend to pick up the kids from school, four letters, M something MS. He just doesn't get it. It's Mr. Fish. He's a bit stupid. He's been through. Who's that?
Stephen.
Yes, Stephen.
Mums.
I knew. So you're telling me the famous catchphrase is mums.
Stephen, you.
That's 19 across in the sun today.
Right, mums.
What a numpty.
Is that your answer?
Mums. Yeah.
Oh, that's genius.
It is his answer.
You're miles away, but keep trying.
All right. John, do you just want to have a go at it?
No.
What the catchphrase might be?
No.
He's doing a crossword. Here's the clue of the crossword. These people tend to pick up their kids from school. Four letters, M something MS. Hey, he's doing a crossword. He only has one left to get. If he gets this answer, then he's completed it. So what will complete the crossword? Well, the answer to this cryptic clue. That word, whatever that word is, whatever the word is, the word will...
Mum's the word.
Mum's the word.
You're absolutely right. Yay. That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Bloody hell, John, you thicko.
Oh, cheers, mate.
You know what I mean? And Stephen, you're worse. Is it mum's? Is it mum's? Is it the famous catchphrase, mum's? No. Right, so neck and neck, one apiece, all to play for. Whichever one of you numpties gets the next one right means that you're slightly more intelligent than the other caller.
Mm.
Indeed. Hmm.
Here we go.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is going to visit his great mate Snoop Doggy Dogg at his pad in the country. Now, Snoop and Mr. Fish go way back. But Snoop is normally a bit funny about having friends stay over at the house. Mr. Fish is going to buck into a local hotel. But Snoop has got other ideas. He's saying to Mr. Fish, why don't you stay here? And he's saying, where? He says, in my house. And he says, really? He says, yeah. What? I get to stay in Snoop's house?
That's right, yeah.
In the Snoop's... Who's that?
Stephen.
Yes, Stephen?
In the doghouse.
In the doghouse?
You're a winner. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it mums?
I meant to say mums.
Is it mums? John?
Yeah.
So near, yet so far away.
Yeah.
Anybody want to say hello to you before we kick you off?
Bye.
Beat you to it, son. Anyway, Stephen, well done.
Thank you.
What are you going to do for the rest of the weekend?
Get drunk.
Brilliant. Mums? Is it mums? Is it mums? Bye.
Genius.
Right, thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
This song is out this week. Would you please go and buy it if you like it? Because I would love it to get into the chart. It would be absolutely brilliant for them. I don't know them. I've never met them. I know very little about them. But I just love this record. It's by Milk Can. It's out today. Go and buy Bling Bling Baby. Go and buy it, please. It's an absolute top track. Dominic loves it.
I do love that, actually. Yeah. And I will buy it.
Milk Can, Bling Bling Baby. Buy it today. Get in the chart. Go on. Right, Con Needeth at 1. Scott Mills, or Chabbers at 4. The beautiful Joe White is next. Have a great weekend. Good luck to Leeds United this weekend. Go on, Super League.
Good luck, Liverpool.
Good luck, Chelsea.
Everton on Sunday.
Good luck, ABBA.
ABBA Restaurant.
Have a great weekend. We love you all. We have to go.